Module 10, Orientation and Retention. It is not enough to hire qualified candidates. In order to retain top talent, you must orient them effectively. Doing so will engage them in the company culture and improve productivity. Many companies, however, are not prepared for new employees and more or less ignore them. This creates a negative first impression and causes new hires to question if they made the correct decision. Getting off on the right track. It is important to get new hires off on the right track. This involves a great deal of preparation on your part. Being unprepared makes the company look disorganized and the employee feel unwelcome. Steps to take. Have all paperwork ready. Let others know when the new hire will arrive. Find someone to mentor the new hire. Prepare the workspace. Greet the new hire. Introduce him or her to coworkers and give a tour of the building. Schedule training and orientation. Your orientation program. Orientation is often a very boring experience. In many organizations, it involves watching videos and/or listening to HR employees read out of the manual or handbook. There is too much information explained in a brief amount of time to fully take in when you consider all of the company policies and procedures. The sheer volume of information, combined with the typically unenthusiastic speakers, makes orientations tedious for everyone involved. Traditional orientations do not engage employees or make them feel like individuals. Better ways. Have more than one orientation. Break up the information over a week and explain it thoroughly. Try engaging leadership. Train people who are passionate about the company to lead orientations and engage new hires. The checklist. Creating checklists will help you guide new hires through their first weeks at the new job. Checklists are typically created for the first day, first week, and first month. Much of the first day's activities are explored in the first section of the module. First week. Responsibilities. Explain the expectations and responsibilities associated with the position on the first day. Review them periodically. Feedback. Provide feedback for any questions. Ask for feedback about the adjustment process. Training. Schedule necessary trainings and classes. Inclusion. Include the new hire in meetings and changes. Introductions. Make any necessary introductions to peers and coworkers. Housekeeping. Follow up on any incomplete paperwork and schedule a meeting for the next week. First month. Clarify. Continue to clarify the roles and responsibilities. Meet. Meet weekly to give and receive feedback. Training. Have all training completed within the month. Evaluate. Schedule an evaluation for 30 days. Following up. You need to meet and follow up with new employees every month for the first 90 days. Use these meetings to evaluate progress, provide feedback, and make sure that the employees' needs are being met. These meetings allow you to address any confusion regarding company policies or employee expectations. Topics covered. Mentor. How is the relationship with a mentor? Expectations. Is the position what the employee was led to believe? Does he or she understand all responsibilities and expectations? Relationships. How are the relationships with peers and coworkers? Inclusion. Does the employee feel included in the department? Work. Is the workload too much? Does he or she have the necessary tools? Feedback. Ask the employee to share questions or suggestions. Case study. A fitness organization was having trouble retaining talented new hires. New hires were welcome their first day, and managers and HR had the workspace and paperwork prepared. Turnover, however, remained at 55%. Exit interviews revealed that no one followed up with new hires after the first week. There was no way to voice questions or concerns, and many employees left due to frustration. Follow-up meetings were added to managers' responsibilities. After the first 6 months, turnover dropped 20%.